This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I've never had that before, and it made me realize, like, oh, I don't want to have sex any other way. Like, whatever the fuck else I was doing before, like, I cannot let that happen again.
This is that filet mignon we've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We brought... Okay, Lacey Claire. Well, first off, welcome to the fucking podcast, baby. You're the first female guest.
First ever?
You're the very first female guest.
Wait, whoa. First of all, what an honor, but wait, second, why? why am I just now the first?
Well, we've been getting asked to bring on female guests for like, since we started.
So. Why haven't you?
And I've always just been kind of like, I want to, you know, pick the right person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you, when I was introduced to you through Max, your photographer, one of my best friends, I saw that you have a podcast and I saw that it's like, oh, okay. I started listening to it a little bit. I was like, okay, this is like, she talks about a lot of the same conversations we talk about. Mm-hmm. She has a very interesting perspective. I was like, okay. She's comfortable on camera. Like, we could have this kind of conversation. Like,
yeah,
this is, you're used to this. So it's like, okay, boom. This is
camera action,
this
baby.
This is the easiest thing to, you know, the easiest way to kind of like get it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Yeah, I'm honored to be here.
I was like, perfect.
I'm also excited to have you guys on mine.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about that too. Your podcast is dope though. I've been listening to it and it's like, okay, hell yeah, this is the shit.
This is the shit.
This is the shit right here. I've been looking for that female perspective. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, now we could combine our perspectives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just have a good back and forth that'll help.
Yeah.
The listeners get put on game.
It is like the one thing that I'm like super proud of, because I think for so long, especially the past couple of years, I've been struggling with the title of being like a model, and I struggled with like vanity and like how people perceived me. Mm. And although I really do love to create, I was just worried like, does this look conceited? And just like, why am I modeling? Like, I don't need people telling me that how beautiful I am. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, growing up, I did YouTube. I would do story times on YouTube, but I was more immature. And so this podcast...
More immature,
just like younger, so, you know?
So it's a more immature version than now. I was like, because you're a bit of a goofball on your social media. I love it though.
Thanks.
I like, that's another reason I want to bring you on. I was like, I love your like your energy.
Thank you so much.
It's so vibrant and just like, you know, just like you don't give a fuck, and but you still own who you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what I see when I come across. You're not afraid to like just let all sides of you kind of shine through.
Take off the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's internal like, freedom has
stripped
been.
Down. That's,
stripped down.
That's why we call this shit stripped down. You know?
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And today we have a very special guest, Miss Lacey Claire.
Hi.
Y'all been begging us to have a female guest for how long now? We finally got one. Miss Lacey Claire. And we're going to be talking about some things that y'all been DMing us about, asking us, hey, what do y'all, can y'all talk about this? What are the rules and the regulations of this particular subject? And if you want to know what that subject is.
We talk about friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. And you know what the hell kind of benefits we're talking about.
The good ones.
The good ones.
Them good ones.
them good ones. So we're going to go into it because this is an area we both have some experience in. You have a female perspective. I have a male perspective.
Yeah.
Now let's see kind of where we mesh and figure out where these rules and regulations truly lie.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear like your perspective on this and your boundaries, what worked for you, what didn't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, we're going to get into it.
Okay,
so
let's go.
So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, Welcome to the shit show, baby, where we just, listen, this is where we just keep it real. We're just like, no filter. We're just going to tell you like it is. We're not going to sugarcoat this. We're just going to just be honest with y'all and give you some genuine perspective from our experiences.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not here to judge anybody. We hope you don't judge us. So just take everything you can. If you get some good, valuable information out of this, amazing. Share it with your friends and do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Like this motherfucking video. Leave us a review. Whatever buttons are there, just start tapping on them.
Do it.
All right. It's going to help us. It's going to put you on game because we do this on a weekly basis.
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into it. If you're ready, buckle the fuck up.
Buckle the fuck up.
We getting into friends with benefits. So, Lacey, you have a friends with benefits. And just to clarify, I'm not that friends with benefits. I know what y'all are thinking. We ain't friends with benefits.
No.
We're podcast friends with benefits.
Hold on.
Okay, so friends with benefits. Where should we start?
What you want now, boy?
Okay, so what do you define as a friends with benefits?
I mean, I think I define friends with benefits like most people would. A friend with sexual benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've only had one in my life before. And, you know, I feel like there's a negative connotation with the word friends with benefits sometimes because mm-hmm. it gets sticky or things fall apart.
It ruins friendships.
Yeah, it does ruin friendships. And I've been so lucky with this my particular situation just because we are great friends. And it's just done so much for me internally, personally, too. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to get off and like feel good. It has done so much for me, like healing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in what way? What do you mean by that?
Oh, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I mean, like, so.
I mean, I can tell you, like, the beyond, story and the timeline.
Beyond just, like, satisfying that physical need, you kind of got an emotional or mental kind of need satisfied as well.
Yeah.
In a way.
Should I just give you, like, the timeline of everything?
Sure.
Because I'm a storyteller.
Okay.
So this is one of my really good friends. And mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I have so much love and respect for him. Like, mm-hmm. he is fucking amazing. And so, actually, a couple years ago, we hooked up for the first time. And we were like, fuck, like, ugh, I really want you as a friend. Like, what does this mean? I remember the next morning I called him and I was like, hey, what is this? Like, should we do this again? Should this happen again? I want to know, like, are we going to date? Like, what does this mean?
So you hit him with the what are we question.
Not what are we. Just like,
basically right off the rip.
I guess so, but just like how do we move forward from this? Like
yeah.
what is this moment? And he was like, fuck. He was like, I respect the hell. He even talks about it now. He's like, I respected the hell out of you for calling me up and asking that to get on the same page.
Yes.
That was key.
I want to point that out because that is key.
Yeah.
That's the key that most you motherfuckers are missing.
Yeah.
Because y'all never have this conversation.
Yeah.
And it is an uncomfortable conversation. But how did you go about it like that? You just like, were you like having any sort of thoughts beforehand? Should I call him? Should I not call him?
You know, there were ideas there that I was like, I would like to date this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't sure where he was at. And also, mm-hmm. I'm just protecting my own emotions. And so, but also I was just so comfortable with him because he is like one of my good friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I am protective of that friendship in itself. I had ideas of dating him. Like, what does this mean? I was interested.
Before you guys hooked up or after you guys hooked up?
Before and after.
I think, doesn't everybody kind of go through that
right.
little mental...
It's like a little fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta play
it out. You
meet
somebody and all of a sudden you're like literally 5 years down the line with
yeah.
them. Oh, no, it's not good. Okay, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
So,
okay, so you did that with him.
I was nervous to call him, but I knew it was necessary because I didn't want this fogginess. And so I called him, and luckily, like, I'm just so comfortable with him already. And he was like, I just really want you as a friend. And
what was, like, the exact way you put it so that maybe somebody else can use that as well?
Huh, this was a couple years ago.
Like, what would you say if now?
I feel like I would probably say, like, because, I mean, it was fucking amazing. And I think we absolutely talked
well
about
done,
that.
Young man.
Yeah, yeah. It was absolutely amazing. And I think we probably talked about how great it was, but I think I was just saying, like, okay, well, what do we do now? Like, should we do that again? Mm-hmm. Or, like, what does this mean? Are you, I don't know what I would say.
Interesting. I kind of have, because I kind of went through a similar experience.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I had an FWB for almost like a year. Mm. Okay. And when we first hooked up, same thing, next day. Well, I wasn't like really sure what it was. I thought, maybe, okay, it's like a one night stand.
Yeah.
Right. But then when she like kind of hit me up to like hang out again, I was like, oh, well, maybe it wasn't just a one night stand.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But after we hooked up again the second time, we were hanging out and we vibed before we became friends with benefits.
Right,
so
right.
It's like, okay, I already dig your vibe or whatever. And then afterwards we hooked up again and then we had a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then the way I kind of took an indirect kind of route to kind of establishing like kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of like just talking about myself and my past and, you know, kind of where I am now mentally, why I am here now mentally. Mm-hmm. And that kind of like painted the picture for her. It's like, oh, he's not kind of in that like emotionally available place, you know, and he doesn't want to go back to that place where he was like super hurt before and it messed him up. And it like, 'cause I got these goals and these things that I'm focused on. And it's just like that, like being honest about it. And then that actually opened her up to being like, I have a similar story.
Mm.
That's actually where I am too.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, now we both know that about each other.
Communication.
And it's like, okay, now we could kind of proceed knowing, okay, you don't want to go back to that place because of how it affected you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to go back to that place. Let's respect that, right?
I think, honestly, and as you were speaking, one thing that I would say now is, hey, where are you emotionally at?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your like emotional capacity? Like, what are your intentions with this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you wanting to get out of this? Because
mm-hmm.
I think like a couple years ago, we both solidified like, hey, we just want to be friends. Let's not let that happen again. There was just like a one-time thing. And then it kept happening. And it got to a point where it was just like, we're just having fun till we're not. And, you know, there was an understanding of like, we can date other people and see whoever. And that's kind of what happened. Like, he started dating and sleeping with somebody else. And so I was like, okay, like let him do his thing. Our friendship didn't change. And then I actually started dating. I was dating other people and I got into a relationship.
Mm. And he was like, totally like, cool. Like, we're still friends. And it didn't change the friendship dynamic at all.
No, it didn't. And that is like one thing that is so comforting because there was no jealousy. I mean, and he was cool with the boyfriend, you know, and that gave me so much peace of mind, you know, like I'm so thankful I didn't lose that friendship.
Right.
Because that's like what can be so scary about friends with benefits is, am I going to lose this friendship? Like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Like, it puts the friendship in a vulnerable place almost.
But it was like he wasn't still trying to hook up with you now that you had a boyfriend, right?
No, super respectful.
So he was super respectful of the understanding, not like jealous at all.
Mm-mm.
That's the key right there.
Yeah.
Jealousy fucks it up, really. And just like kind of having a territorial kind of, it's like, this is your friend, but you also like care about them so much. Like, you want them to find their own long-term partner eventually as well.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it'd be pretty selfish to like, no, you can't go date other people. You can't like talk to any other people. It's like you can only talk to, if we're hooking up, then
that's some little boy fuckboy shit.
Yeah, that's some fuckboy shit.
That's where the intentions aren't on the same page, or like intentions weren't being presented honestly.
Yeah.
Because like, why would you be jealous?
Yeah.
You know, that says a lot if you're jealous.
Right.
You don't want to date me.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
Yeah. See, I think that's the problem a lot of people run into is like they hear one thing and then the actions show another thing. It's like, I don't care if you date anybody else. It's like, and then all of a sudden you kind of feel like this bitterness from them because they found out that you were on a date.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. I thought you didn't give a shit that I dated somebody else.
I will say, like, I'm human.
Yeah.
Like, when he started dating someone, it stung a little bit, and that's natural because, like, look.
So how did you deal with that, though?
I mean,
like, internally.
I mean, it obviously stung a little bit, but I was like, you know, we talked about it. This is what it is. And like, he is my friend. I do have so much love for him. And like, I think compersion is a word that's often used within open relationships, I guess.
What's that mean exactly?
Compersion means feeling happy to see someone else is for being happy for someone else's happiness.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you felt that.
Yeah. Like above all else, like I want him to be happy. I want me to be happy.
Mm.
You know, like that's a big thing with me. Like, who am I to hold you back from experiencing new things and new people?
Right.
Because you learn so much through human connection. And right. like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, who am I to be like, no, you're mine. Like, I yeah. want you to go experience new people. It's going to sting a little bit. Obviously, like some a little emotions get attached to that, but just open communication. Like, hey, we want us to be friends. Like, I value this friendship so much. That had a part to do with it, but also knowing that, like, just knowing where he was, like, I'm not going to chase some guy that doesn't want to be with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go find one that wants to be with me.
Right.
And I did.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to, even though the sex was great, like, I'm not going to sit around and, like, beg for somebody to be with me who doesn't want to be with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he kind of clarified, it's like, I enjoy the friendship, just the friendship.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe in the back of his head and in the back of your head, you're like, okay, like, it's great as just a friendship. If we take it beyond that, it might, like, I don't know how it's going to go.
It's, there's this fear of losing the friendship.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got to like respect the friendship.
Yeah.
Above all.
Yeah.
So kind of back to like what you're saying is how it helped you, not just physically.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Let's take another sip of the wine and talk about it. So, because I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because it is more, obviously sex is more than just a physical, mm-hmm. you know, thing.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes when you, like, after you have sex, everybody's just, like, in a better mood. You go about your day fucking better. And if you're yeah. not getting any and you're not in a relationship and whatnot, then it's, like, fucking life sucks. So it's, like, you need a friends with benefits to, like, supplement that part. And because, like, maybe you don't think you can be in a relationship. That was the case for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, like, I can't necessarily be in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
Like, with my priorities, and I know there's a lot of women out there who have like crazy priorities, crazy ambitions that require all your attention, all your focus, and maybe you're just not emotionally available, whatever the case is. And it's just like you can't afford to go back to that emotional mm-hmm. place in order, because it'll fuck up the priorities you're trying to
right.
get through.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So like knowing that about myself, and I used to be like, no, I could have both, mm. right? But I couldn't. I was way too invested in my thing that I would neglect a relationship. Mm. I know that. I would be a yeah. shitty boyfriend.
Yeah.
And for me to, like, drag you into mm-hmm. my life, I would be kind of being selfish.
Right.
You'd have to really understand, and, like, that's what you would have to want mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Just knowing your, like, top values and priorities yeah. in that moment.
Right. So, like, I kind of have a perspective on this. I want to hear your perspective on it. How did it, like, help you?
Well, before I get into that, I do want to say I thought about when you were saying something that I don't think you should just go be sleeping with anybody.
Right.
Like, this does take a level of emotional intelligence and communication. Mm. It really does.
Yeah.
Like, and responsibility, because you were also dealing with somebody else's emotions.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to be respectful of that.
Yeah.
So, like, even though it sounds fun, like, no strings attached, I'm still free, da 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 da. Like, it can get sticky, and I do think that it does require some emotional maturity.
Yeah. I think there's a... Here's one thing I thought about earlier before you got here. I think there's a difference between friends with benefits and fuck buddies. I think there's two different versions of friends with benefits.
Was fuck buddies just, like, little strangers?
It's like
or
fuck
strangers?
Buddies are like people that you have zero emotional connection with, where you're it's like super strictly physical.
Yeah.
For both.
But I don't want that.
Right. Because it's just so surface level.
Yeah.
And those are people I would like consider, okay, fuck buddies.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just horny, then it's just like, okay, yeah, come on over.
Yeah.
Like, what you up to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But a friends with benefits, this is somebody who is truly like a friend. mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
that like you have like, a respect for,
yeah,
like an respect. Emotional respect, a mental respect, and a physical respect mm-hmm. for them. And it's like you're very cautious of those boundaries with that type of person.
Right, yeah.
So
let me get into back to the story time.
Back to you.
Before I talk about how like healing, I guess it's been for me, I'll tell you about, I guess, why I have needed healing, if that makes sense. Mm. I mean, my past relationship sex was, gotta take a deep breath. It was weird for a really long time. And I think that it partially because we had no spiritual connection. And so I wasn't like mentally, spiritually there with him. It was literally just fucking. And that's not what I want at all. Sometimes I felt like I just had a little dick in me. And that's not what I want. Like, I want... Yeah. So, and sometimes I felt like it was literally just so he could get off.
Mm, and it wasn't... It was like an obligation almost.
And there would be times like... I mean, I don't really like want to get too much into it, but...
I'm in
therapy. Mm-hmm. And my therapist brought it to my attention.
First off...
That
everybody should take advantage of therapy.
My therapist brought it to my attention that some of the things that had happened were fall under the umbrella of sexual assault. Mm. So that was really hard to accept. Like, that was really hard to be like, wait, what? Like, I let that happen to me? Mm. And so there's that uncomfortability. And even before him, like I was sad. I was dealing with depression and I've hooked up with people. And I was just a body, you know, like these guys, I was looking for something more.
Right.
And they just wanted to fuck. And so that left me feeling really empty inside.
Yeah.
And so for honestly the past couple of years, my relationship with sex has been just not it. And I guess even back to my past relationship, I feel like my sexuality was being stripped from me in a lot of ways because he wasn't comfortable with like me modeling and sexier things or wearing like more revealing things. Like
for him though, or just for in general?
Just in general. Mm. Like very like toxic masculinity around that area and controlling in that area.
But before you met him, that's kind of what you were doing.
Already. Exactly. That...
Hey, listen, you preaching to the choir over here. We come from a male entertainment background. It's like, yo, wait, hold up.
You knew you were getting into this.
Exactly.
Like, if this is like, I've seen this like meme. If you like, be ready to date a hot bitch if you want a hot bitch.
Know what that comes with.
Yeah.
Right? She's going to get attention from other dudes. She's going to get, people are going to try to slide at her all the
right.
fucking time.
Yeah.
It's like, if you display insecurity about that, though.
Yeah.
It's like, you signed up for something that, like, mm-hmm. you're just torturing yourself.
Right. You know, I think in that past relationship, a lot of his insecurities came out, which I had to carry. Once I got out of the relationship, I felt so free. Like, I feel so free. And that's partially why I don't really want to jump into a relationship right now. Because I don't want to sacrifice my freedom, given I know the right person won't take like he did from me. Mm-hmm. They'll just, like... give together.
I want to ask you a question because I know the audience is probably thinking the same thing I am. So if the sexual component of it wasn't like spiritually and mentally fulfilling, kind of like what you mm-hmm. want, like why did you even pursue a relationship with him in the first? What attracted you to him?
So I
know sex isn't like the only thing that like attracts
a right, right. To, I mean, regarding sex, it was great at first. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't respect my boundaries and he didn't respect when I said no.
Oh
yeah. So there's that. And he was somebody that like actually had time for me and I'm still young. So I'm mm-hmm. like still experiencing people in relationships. And so he was the first boyfriend, I guess, that actually had time for me and was like, we constantly did everything together, which was cool. Cause I never had that before. Mm. And that was the appeal.
Gotcha.
He was different. Like and I did learn so much in that relationship. And, you know, I don't regret it at all by any means because mm-hmm. regarding sex, like even though some traumatic things kind of happened, it honestly has taught me how to set boundaries for myself and to protect my body and my energy now. Because like now I'm like, oh, I can't give away my body to just anyone.
Right.
Like I will not do that. Like I'm too protective of that shit now. Yeah. Like not everybody deserves all this.
Right.
And like it's an energy exchange. Like I don't want to take on somebody else's energy if it's dark or meaningless.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know, it was a learning relationship, like all are.
So what would you say to a girl who might be in a situation where, similar to like what you were in, where the guy's not respecting your boundaries, you love him, you know, he makes you happy in all these other ways, but when it comes to like certain things, he's not respecting boundaries. He's not taking no for an answer. Like, how do you combat that? Is it like any way to combat it, or do you need to just like exit the situation?
You know, it was tough. It was really tough for me to leave. Like, I should have broke up with him like way sooner than I did, but I had never broken up with anybody before. It was so difficult for me, and I kept making excuses and like, oh, like he didn't mean to, like, oh, like, and honestly, I blamed myself. Like I was like, oh, like I need to be better. Like I need to do this. Like he bitched at me so motherfucking much where it gets me mad now because I look back and I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like I dealt with this shit.
Yeah.
Like you'll be shocked at the shit that you put up with, but love blinds. But you just have to know like your worth and what's wrong and right.
So some red flags to kind of look out for. What I'm taking from this is like he spins everything to give you shit about it, like it, when it's really a problem that he's having. He's not respecting your boundaries.
Projections.
And it's narcissism.
Well, I don't know.
To a degree.
His insecurities were so loud. And, like, if you are letting fear and insecurities run the relationship, like, it's a toxic environment. Mm. Like, and so every insecurity he had, he projected onto me and was like, you're making me feel insecure. And I'm like, that's not my motherfucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially when, in regards
by
to
what?
Sex.
By what? Like, you being a model and being
so many
attractive like, or getting attention?
You want to hear some of the shit that he told me? You don't get excited enough. You get more excited to see your friends. You don't love me enough. You don't talk about me on the phone enough. You don't write about me in your journal enough.
Well,
then you don't have sex with me. Just you're not enough.
It's like, because of it's something mine. You're doing, dude. Like maybe if you adjusted certain things, she would be excited, more excited about you. Maybe she would want to have sex with you more. Maybe she would want to like write about you more. It's like that. You got to give her the reasons.
Well, he had
to want to do those things.
He had like a leash so tight on me, and it was like, I don't know if you're familiar with attachment styles, but there's four different type of attachment styles, and it was an anxious attachment. I'm avoidant, dismissive. Terrible combination. So the more he pulled, the more I was like, get the fuck away from me. So that's kind of how it was. Like, and he would feel even more insecure when I would step back, but the more he would pull, I'd be like, stop. Like, you know, like it was really unattractive to me.
Yeah.
Just give me some space to breathe.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So how does that play into finding having a friends with benefits situation? And then that serving as like a, you know, kind of a healing type experience for you.
Right. Okay. Back to the story.
You need another sip?
So basically that relationship ended and I was fine. And I really made it my intention to work on myself. I never had this like, I feel like most times I've come out of relationships like wanting to fill that void with dating or distracting myself or whatever it may be, moving on really quickly. And so this was the first time where honestly, it's really healthy that I've been like, no, like I really want to work on my spirituality and my career and just become the best version of myself. And I'm not looking for anybody. And that's beautiful. Like I don't have this need, which is honestly really powerful in itself.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't expecting old dude to come back into my life. Not the ex, friends with benefits. I wasn't expecting that to start again, but it did because he had a sex dream about me and I had been having sex dreams about him.
Oh,
so
you got to watch that fucking love, sex life show.
Okay.
Because it's got shared some similarities there.
So we're drunk one night. We shared that. He said, he's like, I've been having sex dreams about you. And he's like, I don't know what to fucking do. And I was like, fuck, like, what do we do? And that's kind of what started it again. And we talked about, we set boundaries around it.
Before you guys hooked up?
After.
Right after.
I think the next day or something.
So similar to the first time. It's like, okay, let's talk about what happened.
Yeah. Kind of like, let's have fun till we're not. And like, this can go on until one of us is dating somebody else. And I was like, I actually asked him, I was like, hey, do you have any boundaries? Like, what are your boundaries? Like, in regards to sex or just emotionally? Mm. I was like, my only boundary is I just want to know when you are sleeping with somebody else or when you may date someone else so I can make my decision from there. Mm. Like, please don't hide that from me. Just like, let me know and I can respectfully decide what I want to do from there.
Yeah.
And like, even in regards to sex, one thing that I've learned and I brought up to him was like, what did you like? What did you not like? And what do you want to try next?
Mm.
And that has made...
Pro tip, write that down.
Yeah. What did you like? What did you not like? And what do you want to try next? Open communication like that made it such a comfortable, playful environment.
Non-judgmental.
Like, non-judgmental, which makes sex so much better when you are comfortable and like down to try new things and laugh mm-hmm. together or whatever it is. It made sex way better.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as like healing, I have so much love and respect for this person already, and I know that he would never hurt me. I feel like if I would have just had sex with any old guy, there was way more room for someone to just like fuck me over or hurt me or my emotions get tangled in that way. And I wasn't ready for that, especially coming off from my past relationship, which sex was so weird for me for a really long time, feeling like I was just a body being used to fuck. Yeah. And so this situation healed me in that way to make me be like, oh, wow, like, I am okay. This is okay. Like, this, I am being respected. My boundaries are being respected, and we can talk about our boundaries together.
Mm-hmm.
So it healed in that way, but also, like, I've never had sex like that before, ever in my life. I have never had a sexual connection like that. And I think partially it's because we know each other so well and we're already comfortable enough. You mm-hmm. know, there's like years of friendship behind that and respect.
Mm-hmm.
But that spiritual like aspect came into it too. We're like, I've never had that before. And it made me realize like, oh, I don't want to have sex any other way. Like, whatever the fuck else I was doing before, like, I cannot let that happen again.
This is that filet mignon we've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We brought this up in other episodes. It's like sex, like surface level sex, mm-hmm. is like grabbing a taquito off the 7-Eleven, like, grill. But then once you start to tap into, like, the mental and spiritual part of it,
mm-hmm.
it's like having a filet mignon at a 5-star restaurant. Ugh. And you're like, I never want to go back to that.
them
taquitos again.
Like, meaningless sex, like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want just a dick in me. Like, I really don't.
Right.
And so...
Well, because now you see how much better and fucking satisfying it is to
Insane, y'all. Like, and so... I learned with that, like, instead of just like, you know, like jumping to sex right away, like I'm not going to make somebody like, quote, wait, but I learned like, I really want to like get to know someone and analyze them and see if they check all these boxes. Because if they check all these boxes, like the spiritual, mental, emotional, like, and all these other things,
then you know, the sex is going to be good.
The sex is going to be even better.
Right.
You know? And so I just want to take my time analyzing.
Yeah.
But also, one thing I've learned recently, and my intention with sex is different. Have you ever heard about like the yin and the yang energy?
I mean, I've heard the term. I'm not quite sure how it ties into this, but
obviously, yin and yang is balance.
Uh-huh.
Yin is the feminine energy, and yang is the masculine.
Okay.
And sex, especially like in today's media, porn, like, just entertainment all around, even like TV, sex scenes, it's very yang, it's very dominant, it's very masculine. It's like, fuck, like, yeah, bitch. Like, and don't get me wrong, Yang is very fun. Like, Yang.
Yeah, it has its, time and place.
It's great. It's like, great that to masculine mix in there, energy is great. But
you,
like,
can't neglect the yin.
You can't neglect the yin and the feminine, because that's what makes it so, like, soft and, like, intimate.
Yeah,
like
a little bit deeper.
With intimacy, it's, like, so powerful.
Yeah.
And I found that recently, and I'm like, whoa. Like, these are, it honestly set my standards for my next partner.
Mm. And so, okay, here's the question I feel like a lot of people are asking. How do you have the yin part of it without, like, getting emotionally attached to this person? Because that is, like, something that, like, you're walking a fine line there.
It is a fine line.
Right. What helps you, like, make sure that you don't cross that line and you don't compromise your emotions or the other person's emotions? Like, you stay respectful of each other's emotions.
It is a super fine line to walk. And I feel like a lot of people, especially, like, people in general who are just having friends with benefits, are in a position where they don't want anything more than that. But I would just say, like, where I'm personally at and, like, where he's personally at, knowing that neither of us want to be in a relationship with each other, it's like knowing that. And then, you know, I'm emotionally involved with somebody else, and he actually started dating somebody else.
So y'all know that about each other.
Yeah.
So that you understand why it's not going to go further.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, obviously I've thought about it, but I think where we both are, and also knowing where we both are, it's just, that's kind of like what it is. Like, he knows where I'm at and I know where he's at, and we respect that.
So you could play that line, but, like, not in a way where it's like giving you the false implication that I want something more.
Yeah. Well, also, I guess I haven't thought about this until now. We are constantly asking, like, hey, or like, am I overstepping? Or, like, hey, is this crossing a boundary? Let me know.
Yeah. I think that's a that's a really important thing, because I'm the same way as you. I don't want, if I'm going to have a friends with benefits, it's going to, and, like, I genuinely like you as a friend, like, it's going to be weird to just, like, fuck you and tell you to leave or whatever. It's like, I do respect you. I want to, and like, for myself, I want to have, like, that more intimate, like, experience, because I know it's better, right? So it's like, I think the biggest thing is, like, you've established that in the beginning.
Well,
right?
It just always goes back to communication and constantly checking in, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, where are you at? Is this okay? Am I overstepping boundaries? Has anything changed? Like, what are the dynamics? Because, like, you know, you can have, like, a finite, this is what it is in the beginning, but, like, things may change. Like, what if you end up wanting to be with that person? Like, you can be open to all these different opportunities. It's just, like, always checking in and, like, always returning to communication and, like, your true intentions. Like, you, because you can say one thing and, like, really hope for another, and that's where it gets, like, that's where you can, you're gonna get your feelings hurt. And it takes bravery and courage to, like, show up honestly as your true self and, like, what you really want. And it's not always, it's difficult to communicate your feelings, but it's so important.
And I think it's, like,
and it's highly respected too.
And I think it's also partly getting the truth and honesty out of the other person. So, because they might just be telling you, like, no, I don't see anything. I don't want anything more. But their actions are kind of implying otherwise. And, or maybe low key, they are hoping for that. You know, to develop into something. But it's like, hey, it's okay to communicate that if that's how you genuinely feel. Right.
And it, I feel like it could potentially be easier if it's a friend. You know?
Because you guys already, like, know what you guys have as friends. And you both don't want that to, like, be ruined.
You have to know yourself. You have to, like, take things for what they are. And also take mixed signals as a no.
Like, what's an example of a mixed signal?
I think, like, communicating, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship. This is what it is. Like, we're just friends with benefits. But also, like, getting territorial, acting as if you are in a relationship, getting jealous. Those are, like, mixed signals. Like, wait, what are we? You're saying one thing, doing another.
So getting jealous, I feel like, is a big one.
Yeah.
Do you and your FWB, like, cuddle afterwards? Or does he, like... Because here's one thing we get asked about. Do you let this motherfucker kiss your forehead?
He's never kissed my forehead.
He's never kissed your forehead? Be honest with me, Lacey.
He hasn't. I've kissed his.
You've kissed his forehead?
Can a girl not do that?
Oh, my God. She out here kissing foreheads, y'all. Fellas out there, if you in the FWB, repeat after me. Protect your forehead.
It's not good.
This is where your common sense gets sucked out of.
Okay, listeners, I'll just say, even though...
She out here kissing foreheads, y'all.
I like forehead kisses. But that current...
You out here sucking common sense out of this poor young man.
That current situation isn't happening anymore. He actually started dating somebody else.
Okay.
So, like, the common sense wasn't sucked out of his head.
Thank God the man survived.
Yeah,
he survived. He must have did some forehead training.
Luckily, he wasn't kissing my forehead, I guess.
luckily, he wasn't kissing your damn forehead.
I guess aftercare, we'd probably do, like,
so cuddling, kissing. Like, does he ever kiss your hand or your shoulder? Or,
no.
Like, none of that. Okay, good. See, that's a fucking red flag right there. This motherfucker is giving you mixed signals. If he's kissing your shoulders, kissing your hand.
Neck.
Going like, it's like hold your neck or the forehead.
Those are mixed signals.
You better protect that forehead, girl.
You better look into his intentions.
Yup. Because now he's starting to play a game on you.
Yeah, but I would say that we used to cuddle, like, right after, but not for long. Not like an all-night kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that's fair. That's fair boundaries right mm-hmm. there. But then once you start to, like, get a little bit more kind of...
Touchier,
what would you call that?
Cuddlier,
or intimate after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Those are relationships.
That's boyfriend shit right there. That's boyfriend girlfriend shit right there. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, young man. Stay the fuck away from this forehead. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the key rules: no forehead kisses in the FWB. No shoulder kisses. No hand kisses. Cuddling is fine for a period of
10 minutes.
15, 10 minutes 20. Maximum.
Yeah.
Right after the fact.
Mm-hmm. I'm still like, damn, I broke the forehead rule. But it wasn't
you
like.
You broke the rule.
It was like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get graphic.
I'm going to keep my damn head like this. You got to protect your forehead around this one. You gotta stay away from these poor guys' foreheads.
Noted.
You broke the rule right there.
I don't think I want another friends with benefits. Maybe if one naturally kind of shows up, I'm not looking for one.
Yeah.
I kind of like just being to myself right now.
Yeah. I feel like we're both like in a very similar place.
Yeah. Like I love what that did for me. Mm-hmm. Like. So much. Like, it just really, like, made sex a healthy thing for me again. It put sex in a healthier light. And it taught me boundaries, communication, the spiritual thing, like, real intimacy. Like, wow, that really did so much for me. I'm not saying friends with benefits will heal all.
Right.
But with my intentions and where I was in my life, it did do a lot.
Yeah. I feel like it showed you kind of like what that experience should be like.
Oh, yeah. It really did, because now that's my standard. I'm like, I will never have anything less than that, ever.
Right. Because I feel like sometimes you go into relationships, and because you're in a relationship, you're so protective of like trying to maintain the relationship that you're almost afraid to like ask those questions or be open, fully open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, whereas with a friend... Mm-hmm. You could be fully open. We can communicate and talk about like our boundaries, what experimenting and all that. You could figure all that part. It's like a little easier.
It's also
because you're not afraid of the judgment.
Even with that, like, I almost want my next relationship to be a friend too.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how I really want it to be. Like that's how it should be.
This is what we've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen. you just confirming a lot of things that we've
been
talking
about. You know, the woman's perspective.
It's like we just talked about this on one of our recent episodes. It's like not going out and pursuing relationships. Instead, go out and pursue friendships.
Yeah.
You know, and then if they organically turn into relationships, then that's like the best case scenario anyway. Well,
because typically the difference is when you're pursuing a relationship, you are showing only your best self and like this version of
right.
you. And typically with friendships, you're just showing up as you.
The true you.
Yeah, like right. no masks involved.
Right. You don't have to feel like you have to put on a show or like, you know, prove yourself to anybody. You're just being authentically you. Mm-hmm. If they fuck with it and vibe with it, then like, oh,
yeah.
this is the most ideal person for me because they like genuinely accept me and all of like what I am.
And from the get-go.
Right.
You're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
You're super open. And that's like the biggest fucking component of a successful relationship is having that like non-judgmental, open communication, being honest, and not feeling constrained in any way.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, I feel like with friends, if you start off as friends, there's like, you don't start off with this territorial mindset.
Right.
And so you have this like...
Or these expectations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how come he's not texting me back right away?
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
you don't give a fuck because he's just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like,
you're a little more just at ease.
Mm-hmm.
That's the benefit of being with a friend with benefits, in my opinion. It's like it's so much less stressful.
Yeah.
But it's like, of course, you want eventually
more. Yeah.
Right.
Because it's a natural thing to want for the most part for me.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know if it'll happen again. I don't know. We'll see.
So if it were to happen again, what would be like kind of the boxes that would need to be checked for you to say, okay, this is a person who I could see being like friends with benefits, or this would be a healthy friends with benefits situation and a non-toxic one.
Yeah, that's important. A healthy friends with benefits. You know, I feel like it would really depend on the person.
What would that person have to like kind of look
like? Communication skills. Respect, emotional maturity, like they can't be dishonest. They have to be like upfront. They just have to. It's just like the umbrella: honesty, openness, communication, emotional intelligence, and just showing up as their true self. Like the spiritual connection. Like I want to like. Be know you and be comfortable, like so comfortable with you. Like I don't want to just like know you.
Right.
I want to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also at that point, like I think I keep going back to like, I don't know if I even want to have another friends with benefits because at that point it's just like, let me just get into a relationship.
Yeah. You're basically checking off all the boxes that would qualify somebody to be in like the same type of thing. But it's like, I feel like, a friends with benefits, they check all those boxes, but then it's like there's maybe a couple things that's like, oh well, we're kind of not on the same path in these couple ways, but everything else we check, and it's like, okay, this is a friends with benefits. It's not more than that.
Yeah, it depends on where, like, I guess we both are.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Like what I am capable, what I'm wanting in my life right now, what they're wanting in their life right now, like. Am I prioritizing my career like more than I am a relationship right now? It's like, where am I? Like that's a huge factor.
I think another thing is like not a non-jealous type.
Yeah.
Like if a person displays like signs of jealousy, then it's going to be a toxic like friends with benefits. It's not going to be a healthy.
Yeah. Luckily I've never experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like so thankful for that.
Right, because like guys, we can be territorial or a little egotistic.
That would ruin the friendship.
Yeah, trying to be controlling. Like, dude, you have no fucking right to be controlling. If you're not going to be in a relationship with her, you're not willing to commit to her.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you...
It's interesting because I've been learning a lot about open relationships, and I guess in a way, Friends with Benefits falls under that umbrella.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The way it does. So do you think that there's any other red flags that guys should look or girls should look for in a guy that, you know, before you jump into a friends with benefits, you got to make sure he checks these boxes?
I mean, just emotionally for, I feel like on our side or my side or your side, just know what you're getting into. Like, I feel like don't hope for anything more than what it is. Mm. If you're communicating, take it for what it is. You can't like assume or think, get your hopes up or like pray for or fantasize over. Just like take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. You know?
Did this guy, when before you guys got into a friends with benefits, did he try anything with you like
no
beforehand?
He's really respectful. I actually made the first move.
You were the one that.
Mm-hmm.
Respect, brother.
Dude, he's one of the most respectful people.
So that's
ever.
How you knew, like, okay, he's not looking at me just as like,
yeah,
from a physical standpoint. Because I feel like a lot of girls might be listening and be thinking to themselves, like, that sounds great, but all these guys that I try to build this emotional or mental connection with, like, they only want to have a physical connection.
Yeah.
They're only, like, literally just going for the physical connection.
And sometimes I think mine is pretty unique because we are really good friends. Mm-hmm.
When you guys first met, were you in a relationship or anything? Like, I'm trying to think, why is the reason, like, he never tried to, like, flirt with you or try, like, test...
Yeah.
You know? Why was he...
Because I asked those questions myself. Like, why isn't he, like, flirting with me? Or, like, what is that? Like, I was like...
You see that, gentleman?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
What's going on here?
You know, two attractive people. I was like, wait, what? But going back to how respectful he is, he values our friendship way more than sex. Like, our friendship is way... more valuable than just like having sex.
Right, but how did that friendship first develop? Because I can guarantee you, like when he met you, those thoughts were in the back of his head.
Yeah.
Right?
So he's actually talked about this. Like we met, got along so well, mm-hmm. and we were like, what the fuck? Like,
and you were just being
in my life, like crazy. Yourselves. And he was just like, when I met you, he's talked about it. When I met you, I didn't have any friends in LA, good friends. And he was like, fuck, like, I really, like, don't want to fuck this up.
Mm.
And he was like, I was so scared to lose you as a friend. He was like, I wasn't going to do anything physically because, like, I really enjoy you being in my life. And he was like, sex ruins a lot of things. Like, relationships can fuck things up. So he was like, you know, and guys put people in boxes.
Right.
You know, it's like, fuck, buddy. Friend, relationship.
Right. So with you, I'm assuming that when you met him, you were just like yourself around him.
Absolutely. So he automatically, I mean, he probably thought like, oh, like, well, should we be anything? But it goes back to like, no, like, I love this girl so much. Like, that's my friend for life.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people like mirror the energy that you give them. Right. So you ever you ever meet somebody and then they're just like, or like maybe you see some acquaintance that you've known for a long time and mm-hmm. they're like, oh my God, how you been? Oh my God, I'm so excited to see you. Blah, blah, blah. We should definitely do lunch someday. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, how you been?
Yeah.
And you start to mirror that energy, even though it might not be authentic.
Yeah.
You're right. So it's just like, I feel like that applies here mm-hmm. where like, if you are just yourself around people, you're more likely to get them to be themselves around you.
Your reality is a mirror of what's going on internally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like whatever you're putting out, you get back.
Right. It's like if you want the authentic and if you want a guy to like build an emotional connection with you, it's like you got to be yourself and you got to have to like be that type of person around them for them to like mirror that. It's like, oh wow, at first it was just like, you know, wow, she's like so hot. I want to hook up with her. And then it's like, oh wow, she's actually like pretty dope as a person.
Yeah.
All that. And I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I want a person like this in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Where it's like now you've given them something else to appreciate about mm-hmm. you other than just the physical aspect. But if you're surface level with them, then they're never going to see that side of you.
Yeah.
Right.
I think from the second we both met each other, sex was never like, oh, like, we're gonna fuck.
Yeah.
It just came from a place of like pureness.
In what way? What's that mean?
Just like no like hidden intentions other than just like wanting to be friends. It was just so like pure. Like I say pure in a way of like just feeling so comfortable and like almost like I'm really big on like healing your inner child or inner child work. And I just feel like my true little Lacey, like with like a little version of him, you know, because kids are so pure.
Yeah.
And honest and giving and playful. Like, that's what I mean when I say pure.
So you kind of like led with that.
Yeah.
Type of energy when, and then it just kind of was reciprocated by him.
Yeah. I mean, and that takes like just like where you are in your life. Cause like it's not always easy to show up as your true self because, you know, sometimes this life is hard and people tell you like, your true self is not worthy or like not enough. Like that's what this world typically is. And so we show up like trying to be cooler or like put on these different masks. But like after doing some like the work, you can learn to like, oh, like I am okay. Like being my true self, like I am enough. Like this is me. And like that energy is so vibrant and so confident and people, especially like-minded people flock to that. And that's like kind of what happened, I guess, in my situation is like, I came to a place in my life where like, I'm just comfortable being me and I'm finding people that are comfortable being them.
Yeah. I'm assuming like at that time too, maybe you weren't looking for anything. Mm-mm. So you're just like not even trying to gain any validation by, you know, so you're just comfortable just being yourself. Like, I don't give a shit whether you like me or not like me. This is who I am.
Right.
Right. Because you're not really looking for anything.
Yeah. I'm not trying. I'm just being.
Right. That's a key component right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Just be.
Just be. Mm-hmm. Romeo said that on an episode. Just be you. Because it's the most beautiful version of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like you're able to get that same sort of energy out of people around you. And the ones that don't reciprocate it, boom, they just weed themselves out from your life. Like you, you're being fake or you're just trying to put on a show for me. You're out.
You can easily sniff out bullshit. Like it's just like, you can tell when somebody's not.
Especially like when you're being authentically you.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier to see the ones who, it's like now if you can't be authentically you back, now you're just, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta keep you at arm's length.
Yeah.
Right? I think we covered quite a bit of good shit right here.
That's some good shit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Friends with Benefits with Lacey Claire. I mean, that was really great.
Yeah.
I feel like your situation, your approach to having a Friends with Benefits is like the most ideal approach, right? And also for like discovering kind of what you true, like finding the true value of like sex in general. Like,
I'm so thankful for that experience and that chapter in my life. Like, holy fuck. Like, that did so much for me.
I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. There's a glow about you.
Yeah. I'm glad I got to experience that because you hear of Friends with Benefits and you almost like surface level think that it's like sex with no meaning or like, you know, but the way
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, the way I experienced it was honestly so beautiful.
Yeah. And you guys are still friends to this day.
Yeah.
Still have a beautiful friendship. It hasn't like
and that's
changed.
That's what I love, man. Like, you know, because it happened a couple years ago and then it happened again. And almost when it happened again, we almost had this like security or this confidence that, hey, it already happened once and I got into a full blown relationship. Like, we're capable of doing it again.
Yeah. There's no like questions in the air. So it's again, kind of just to recap, clear communication right off the get go, knowing the person, like, internally, mentally, emotionally, before you jump into it, you know, and then having kind of like the boundaries set, you know, and communicating them throughout,
checking in
and all that,
and showing up as your true, honest self and like true intentions. Like, you have to be transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
Make sure to check out Miss Lacey Claire.
Oh, yeah. check me out.
Where you at on social media?
On Instagram, TikTok, all that jazz. I'm at The Lacey Claire.
The Lacey Claire on all of them, right?
Yes. TikTok is The Lacey Claire 5, but you'll find it.
And then
my podcast.
The podcast.
He's going to be on.
I'm going to be on that podcast in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's Oh Here We Go, Here We Go podcast.
Oh Here We Go with three H's.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I'm
here
sorry. It, yeah,
we
it's
go.
Two H's and then Here We Go. O-H-H-H-E-R-E-G-O.
Yeah.
Oh Here We Go. I'll put a little thing right here. Oh Here We Go. Check out that podcast. That's how I got put on to Lacey, and I was like, we got to do a
episode. We talk about all the juicy stuff.
Yeah. They more have one on episode. The one I just listened to was the ethical fuckboy / fuckgirl. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is it right here.
Yeah, very similar really to good. This. Kind of.
I don't know what we're going to talk about when I come on, but I'm sure it'll be interesting.
We got some shit.
That'll be fun. Make sure to go check that out. Subscribe. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, what the hell are you doing, girl? Homeboy, what you doing? Hit that subscribe button. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. If you have any questions or stories, similar situations that you want to share with us to talk about on the podcast, shoot us a DM and let us know what your situation is. We'll keep it anonymous and we'll talk about it in a future episode for sure. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Lacey, for being here with us.
It was a pleasure. This was so fun.
You were awesome. You were amazing.
The first girl.
The first stripped down female on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Yay.
Awesome fucking job. You gotta stay away from them foreheads, girl.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe this.